Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Have you ever felt like you're facing an impossible situation? Have you ever wondered how you'll overcome the challenges that seem too big to handle? My friends, today we explore how God will make a way, even when there seems to be no way. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine you're standing at the edge of a vast canyon, gazing across at your destination on the other side. The gap seems impossibly wide with no bridge in sight and no way to cross. You feel small, overwhelmed, and unsure of how to proceed. This is how life can feel sometimes. Like we're facing gaps too wide to cross on our own. But just as engineers can design and build bridges across the most daunting canyons, God is the master engineer of our lives, ready to construct pathways where we see only impossibilities. In Isaiah 43, verse 19, we read, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This verse reminds us that God is always at work, creating new possibilities and pathways in our lives. My dear friends, no matter how wide the gap in your life may seem, God is already building a bridge for you. He sees beyond the obstacles that limit our vision and knows how to connect us to our destinies. Let's open our hearts to the ways God is constructing bridges in our lives, even when we can't see how we'll cross the gaps before us. I will now share 3 powerful perspectives on how God works in our lives to create paths where none existed before. Number 1, God as our divine weaver. My friends, as we explore how God makes a way, let's consider him as the divine weaver of our lives. Imagine a master weaver at work, skillfully intertwining threads of various colors and textures. From our limited perspective, we might only see a tangle of threads, but the weaver sees the beautiful pattern taking shape. This is how God works in our lives, weaving together experiences, relationships, and circumstances to create a masterpiece. In Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11, we find a powerful reminder of God's intricate work. The scripture says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time." Also, "He has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end." This verse reveals that God is constantly at work, even when we can't see or understand his methods. He's weaving together the threads of our lives, to create something beautiful. Though we may not understand the full picture until later. Consider the story of Bezalel in the book of Exodus. Bezalel was an artisan chosen by God to craft the tabernacle and its furnishings. In Exodus 31, verses 3 to 5, we read, "And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold, in silver, in bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to work in all manner of workmanship." God filled Bezalel with divine skill to create beautiful and meaningful objects for worship, just as God equipped Bezalel with the ability to weave together various materials. He's weaving the threads of your life into a beautiful masterpiece. My dear friends, have you considered that your diverse experiences and skills are threads in God's grand plan? Even the challenges that you face are threads that God can use to create something beautiful. In Romans 8, verse 28, we're reminded, "And we know that all things work together for good."
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
To those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, God, as the divine weaver, can take even the darkest threads of our lives and incorporate them into his beautiful design. Think about the life of Onesimus, a runaway slave mentioned in Paul's letter to Philemon. Onesimus had fled from his master Philemon, possibly after stealing from him. Yet in his flight, Onesimus encountered Paul and became a believer in Christ. Paul then sent Onesimus back to Philemon, not as a slave, but as a beloved brother in Christ. In Philemon, verse 15, Paul writes, "For perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose, that you might receive him forever." What seemed like a series of unfortunate events, Onesimus's theft, his flight, and his encounter with an imprisoned Paul, was actually God weaving together circumstances for a greater purpose. My friends, could it be that the difficulties you're facing are threads God is using to weave a greater purpose in your life? Are you willing to trust the divine weaver, even when you can't see the full pattern? In Isaiah 30, verse 21, we're given a beautiful promise of God's guidance. It says, "Your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, 'This is the way, walk in it,' whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left." God is actively guiding us, weaving our steps into his grand plan. Even when we feel lost or confused, he's there directing our path. Consider the story of Apollos in the book of Acts. Apollos was an eloquent man, mighty in the scriptures, but he only knew the baptism of John. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him preach, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. This encounter wove together Apollos' existing knowledge with a deeper understanding of Christ, equipping him for more effective ministry. My dear friends, how might God be weaving new understanding or relationships into your life right now? What seemingly chance encounters might be part of his grand plan? In Colossians 2, verse 2, Paul expresses his desire for believers, saying, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ. God is knitting our hearts together with other believers, weaving a tapestry of love and understanding. Even when we feel isolated, He's connecting us to His body in ways we might not yet see. Remember, the Divine Weaver sees the full pattern of your life. In Psalm 139, verses 15 to 16, we read, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them." God has been weaving your life since before you were born. He knows every thread, every color, every texture needed to create His masterpiece in you. Even when life seems chaotic or painful, trust that God is weaving these experiences into something beautiful. My dear friends, what calling has God woven into the fabric of your being? How might your current circumstances be shaping you for that purpose? In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, we're reminded, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." The Divine Weaver is using even our struggles to create something glorious. Trust His hands, even when you can't see the full pattern. He's making a way, weaving together circumstances, relationships, and experiences to lead you into your destiny. Number 2, look out for the unlikely heroes. My friends, sometimes God uses the most unexpected individuals to accomplish His purposes. Throughout Scripture, we see God choosing the overlooked, the underestimated, and even the outcast to play crucial roles in His plan. In 1 Corinthians 1, verses 26 to 27, we're reminded, "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise, according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty." This passage challenges our assumptions about who God can use and how He works. Consider the story of Ehud in the book of Judges. Ehud was a left-handed man from the tribe of Benjamin, a characteristic that was often seen as a weakness in ancient times. Yet God used Ehud's unique ability as a left-hander as a strategic advantage to deliver Israel from oppression. In Judges 3, verse 15, we read, "But when the children of Israel cried out to the Lord raised up a deliverer for them, Ehud, the son of Jera, the Benjamite, a left-handed man." My dear friends, what aspects of yourself have you considered weaknesses? Could these be the very things God wants to use to make a way for you and others? Think about Rahab, a Canaanite prostitute who became an unexpected hero in Israel's story. Her faith and courage in hiding the Israelite spies not only saved her family, but also placed her in the lineage of Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 11, verse 31, Rahab is commended. The scripture tells us, "By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace." God's way of working often confounds our expectations and challenges our prejudices. He sees potential where others see only flaws. Consider the life of Gideon, who was hiding in fear when God called him a mighty man of valor. In Judges 6, verse 15, Gideon responds to God's call with doubt. He said, "Oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." Yet God used Gideon, despite his insecurities, to lead Israel to victory with just 300 men. My friends, how might God be calling you to step out in faith, even if you feel inadequate? Remember, God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, Paul writes, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" God delights in using the unlikely to accomplish the extraordinary. Think about Matthew, a tax collector despised by his own people, who became one of Jesus' disciples and an author of the gospel. Or consider Onesimus, a runaway slave who became a faithful and beloved brother and a fellow worker with Paul in spreading the gospel. My dear friends, no matter your past or your perceived limitations, God can use you in powerful ways. He specializes in making ways through unlikely heroes. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, we're reminded of God's unique perspective. "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" God sees beyond our outward appearances, our social status, or our past mistakes. He looks at the heart and sees the potential we often miss in ourselves and others. Remember, even Jesus himself was an unlikely hero in the eyes of many. Isaiah 53, verse 2 prophesied about him, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." This seemingly unremarkable man, who was really the Son of God, was the Savior of the world. My friends, how might God be calling you to be an unlikely hero in your sphere of influence? Are you willing to let him make a way through you, even if it doesn't match your expectations or others' opinions? Trust that the God who uses the foolish things to confound the wise can use you in miraculous ways. He's making a way, often through the most unexpected people and circumstances. And number three, God, our invisible waymaker. My friends, imagine walking through a dense forest where no clear trail exists. Yet as you take each step, you find solid ground beneath your feet. This is how God often works, creating ways that we can't see until we step out in faith. In Isaiah 42, verse 16, we find a beautiful promise. It says, "I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them and not forsake them." This verse reveals God's nature as the invisible waymaker, guiding us even when the path seems unclear. Consider the story of Philip in Acts 8. Philip was in the midst of a successful ministry in Samaria when suddenly the Spirit led him to a desert road. In Acts 8, verse 29, we read, "Then the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go near and overtake this chariot.' Philip obeyed, not knowing why he was being led to this seemingly random place. But there, he encountered an Ethiopian eunuch, explained the scriptures to him, and baptized him. This divine appointment likely played a crucial role in spreading the gospel to Ethiopia. My dear friends, have you ever felt led to take a step that didn't make sense at the time? I know. I have been there. It makes no sense, because I have no logical reason, but I was simply following the leading of the Holy Spirit. How might God be making invisible ways in your life right now? In Proverbs 20, verse 24, we're reminded, "A man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way?" As the invisible waymaker, God often leads us step by step, revealing the path as we walk in obedience. Think about the Israelites crossing the Jordan River in Joshua 3. The priests were commanded to step into the overflowing river before the waters parted. In Joshua 3, verse 13, we read, "And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, the waters that come down from upstream, and they shall stand as a heap." God made a way, but it required a step of faith first. My friends, what Jordan River are you facing in your life? Are you willing to take that first step of faith, trusting that God will make the way clear? In Psalm 37, verse 23, we're assured, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way." God takes pleasure in guiding our steps, even when we can't see the full path ahead. Consider the life of Ruth in the Old Testament. Ruth left her homeland to follow her mother-in-law Naomi to Israel, not knowing what the future held. Her declaration of faith in Ruth 1, verse 16, is powerful. "For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." Ruth couldn't see the path ahead, but her faithfulness led her to become the great-grandmother of King David and an ancestor of Jesus Christ. My dear friends, what leap of faith is God asking you to take? Remember, as the invisible waymaker, he already prepared the way, even if you can't see it yet. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, we're given this reassurance, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." God's invisible ways always lead to hope and a future, even when our current circumstances seem bleak. Think about Paul's missionary journeys in the book of Acts. Often, Paul would set out for one destination, only to be redirected by the Holy Spirit. In Acts 16, verses 6 to 7, we read, "Now when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them." These divine redirections led Paul to preach in places he hadn't planned, spreading the gospel far and wide. My friends, have you experienced unexpected detours in your life plans? Could these be the invisible waymaker's method of leading you to where you need to be? In Proverbs 16, verse 9, we're reminded, "A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." As we make our plans, God is constantly making invisible ways to guide us toward his perfect will. Remember, Walking these invisible paths often requires patience and trust. In Psalm 27, verse 14, we're encouraged, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." The invisible waymaker's timing is perfect, even when the wait seems long. My dear friends, what area of your life feels uncertain or directionless right now? Take heart. The invisible waymaker is at work, creating paths you can't yet see. He's making a way, orchestrating circumstances, and opening doors that will lead you into his perfect plan. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, you are the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Your wisdom is infinite, your power unmatched, and your love is everlasting. Lord, I stand in awe of your majesty and glory. You are the God who parts seas, moves mountains, and opens doors that no man can shut. Thank you, Father, for your unwavering faithfulness in my life. I am grateful for your constant presence, even when I can't see or feel you. Thank you for being my invisible waymaker, guiding my steps on paths I cannot see. Thank you, God, for your daily provisions and the way you care for me each day. Lord, I come before you asking for forgiveness of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and create in me a clean heart. I choose to forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me. Father, I pray for the courage to step out in faith when you call me. Like Philip, help me to obey your voice, even when the destination is unclear. Mighty God, give me the strength to take that first step into my Jordan River, trusting that you will make a way. Thank you, Lord, that no obstacle is too great for you to help me overcome. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke and bind the spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief. Lord, I ask that you make a way for me where there seems to be no way. I pray for discernment and wisdom to recognize the paths you are creating in my life. Open my spiritual eyes to see the opportunities that you are placing before me. Help me to trust in your perfect timing, even when the wait feels unbearable. Father, I ask for your divine protection as I walk the path that you've set before me. Shield me from the attacks of the enemy and the distractions that would lead me astray. I pray for healing, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, for myself and for those around me. Lord, break every chain that holds me back from fulfilling your purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare victory over every situation that seems impossible in my own strength. Bless the work of my hands and establish the plans that you have for me. Father, I lift up my loved ones to you. I pray that you would be their invisible waymaker, guiding their steps and opening doors for them. Bless them with discernment, wisdom, courage, and faith to follow your leading. Protect them from harm and surround them with your favor as a shield. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other and asking for your will to be done in our lives. Father, we ask that you would make ways for us, even where there seems to be none. Guide us as we support and encourage one another on this journey of faith. We declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us. We claim the victory that Jesus has already won for us on the cross. Lord, let your Holy Spirit fill us afresh, empowering us to walk boldly on the paths that you have set before us. We give thanks for your protection, provision, and constant presence in our lives. Lord, help us to be aware of your invisible hand, guiding us each day. May we have the faith to take steps even when we can't see the full path ahead. We trust that you are working all things together for our good and your glory. We exalt your holy name. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comment section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer, and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to the channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.